Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, it's the first ever Brian Lehrer Show, end of the year, news quiz, true, false, lightning round. Mark in Burnageville, you ready?
I'm ready, and I'm a member.
Thank you. Three in a row correct, and you win a sling. Ben Bernanke's plan to buy $600 billion of government bonds is called qualitative easing. True or false?
False.
False is right, quantitative easing. Client 9 can be seen at 8. True or false?
Client 9 can be seen. True.
True. Elliot Spitzer on at 8 o'clock. Elena Kagan was unanimously confirmed by the Senate to the Supreme Court. True or false?
True.
False. She was not confirmed unanimously. Nice try, Mark. Happy New Year. Susan in Short Hills. True or false? The Citizens United ruling allowed unlimited campaign donations by corporations directly to candidates.
Correct.
That is false. They were indirect, in so-called independent donations that were allowed. 212-433-WNYC. Greg on the Lower East Side, true or false? Congressman Charles Rangel was officially reprimanded by his peers in the House of Representatives.
True.
False. He was officially censured by them, more stiff than a reprimand. Brian in Cold Spring, true or false? Failed Tea Party candidate Sharon Angle said, "I am not a witch."
True.
False. It was Christine O'Donnell, not Sharon Angle. Paul in Brooklyn, true or false? In a ranking released this month of education achievement in 34 developed nations, the U.S. ranked 14th in reading, 17th in science, and 25th in math.
True.
True. Within 10 seats, Democrats lost 45 House seats in the November election. True or false?
False.
False. It was 65. One more right. Bucking the national trend, New York State Democrats held all their congressional seats in the November elections.
False.
False is right.
All right.
All right. We're going to put you on hold, and you'll get a WNYC sling. Bill in Brooklyn, true or false? All of Connecticut's House members are Democrats. It is true. Chris in Brooklyn, the No Labels Conference, launching a new nonpartisan political movement last month, drew all of the following: Mayor Bloomberg, Joe Lieberman, Chuck Schumer, and Kirsten Gillibrand.
True.
False. Schumer didn't go. Herman Yonkers, the New York Giants staged a historic comeback 2 weeks ago with 4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. That is a false. They gave it up to the Philadelphia Eagles, who pulled off that feat. True or false? Avatar won the Oscar this year for Best Picture.
False.
That is false. It was the Hurt Locker. True or false? One more and you win a sling. The space shuttle program came to an end this year. That is true. Herm, congratulations. Bragging rights and a sling. We're putting you on hold. We'll get your address. Raina in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Raina.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Raina, we have a family game here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, here we go. True or false, Larry King retired this year and was replaced by Morgan Freeman.
False.
False. He was replaced by Piers Morgan. True or false, Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi of Burma was placed under house arrest this year.
False.
That is false. She was released from house arrest. If you get this one right, you are our youngest sling winner and news quiz scholar ever. True or false, General David Petraeus accepted a demotion to become the top commander in the Afghanistan war.
False.
That is true. He was commander of the whole thing, and he voluntarily stepped down a notch to lead Afghanistan. Mark in Brooklyn Heights, true or false, Pope Benedict cracked open the door to some Catholics using condoms with church blessing.
True.
True. True or false, Lady Gaga became the first artist with more than a billion collected YouTube views.
True.
True. And true or false, Lady Gaga went political this year with a video campaign aimed at supporting gay marriage. False. It was supporting the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Are we out of time? Let's see if we can do one real quick. Super lightning round. Jack in North Brunswick, true or false? Julian Assange did spend time behind bars this year.
True.
True. WikiLeaks revealed that Saudi Arabia asked the United States to strike at Israel's nuclear program. True or false?
False.
False. It was at Iran's. And Carl Paladino promised to take a crowbar to New York State government if elected governor.
He's bringing a bat.
That's bringing a baseball bat. That is false. So, Jack, you win yourself a sling and New Year's bragging rights. Hang on. We'll get your address. Jack, congratulations. Thanks to all of you for playing the 2010 end of the year Brian Lehrer Show News Quiz. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Brian Lehrer. The Leonard Lopate Show coming up right after the news. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.